With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Funding for AmeriCorps abruptly ended last month and members were told to go home. AmeriCorps is the federal agency for national service and volunteerism. WXPR's Katie Thorson reports on some of the impacts it's had here in the Northwoods.
For 3.5 years, Erica Kleinschmidt served as an AmeriCorps peer recovery coach. She is now the peer support coordinator for Oneida County Human Services, overseeing the current recovery coaches.
It helps assist people that are usually at their lowest. And we come in as non-judgmental people that want to help support them in any way that they feel is important to them.
A peer recovery coach is a person with lived experience with substance abuse that is essentially available to people in recovery 24/7.
When somebody's struggling at 11 o'clock at night or 2 in the morning and we're awake, we're able to answer that call or text when they're struggling with triggers or wanting to relapse or anything like that.
The recovery coach program is through Marshfield Clinic and AmeriCorps, which covers the cost of a living stipend. Oneida County has had coaches for several years now. It had 3 this year, with a 4th hosted by the Rhinelander Police Department, until the announcement came April 25th that the funding for it and AmeriCorps programs nationwide were being cut as part of the federal government's effort to reduce fraud and waste spending.
April 28th, that Monday morning at 9 a.m., we received that email that all services need to end and that we needed to terminate immediately for the coaches. That was kind of chaotic because they were serving altogether 81 people.
Kleinschmidt says Oneida County acted quickly and was able to create limited-term employee positions and fund them temporarily with separate grant funding. Rhinelander did the same for the one with the police department. It's not a permanent solution. Kleinschmidt hopes things will change and they'll be able to use AmeriCorps for the recovery coach program again.
It's such a needed and positive program.
About 24 states, including Wisconsin, are suing the Trump administration over the dismantling of AmeriCorps and the cancellation of funding. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
Regional wireless carrier Cellcom confirms a cyber incident was what brought down the service. Voice messaging and data services went out Thursday for thousands, but calling between customers has been restored. In a video message, Cellcom CEO Bridget Reardon said the cyber incident was segmented to the voice and texting part of the service.
We live in a world where they are working on how to do damage just as hard as we are working to prevent it. This is the world we live in right now. We have notified authorities and we have teams working around the clock. What I also want you to know is that we have no evidence that your personal information was impacted.
Reardon says the priority is to get service restored.
You are angry, and I am too. You have our total commitment that we are doing everything we can, along with global experts, our partners, who have flown in from around the world to get this restored.
In a Monday update, Cellcom said they managed to restore calling between its customers, and the rest of the fixes are on the 5-yard line. Governor Tony Evers kicked off his annual pothole patrol tour, filling a handful of the road hazards in a Wausau neighborhood on Tuesday. Evers says he wants to see up to 2,000 miles of roads repaired or rebuilt annually.
We're doing our job. This is really important work, obviously.
Evers called the Wausau potholes some of the biggest he's seen, showing the urgency for road improvements.
Fixing the damn roads is something that if you're Republican, Democrat, neither, they want to drive on decent roads, and it's also a safety issue.
Evers is glad to see a 3% increase in road funding is included in early versions of the next 2-year budget.
That'll help local folks do the job that they're doing. Great, great work here in Wausau, so I'm really proud of the work they're doing.
The governor has conducted a week-long pothole patrol tour each year except for 2020. Tuesday's agenda also included a stop in Ashland. Additional stops will be made later this week. An iconic statue of Chief St. Germain stands again in front of the St. Germain Chamber of Commerce building. The statue at the junction of Highway 70 and 155 had to be taken down for repairs. The fiberglass needed repairs and repainting, and the base for the statue also needed work. The Save the Chief Committee and St. Germain helped raise funds, while the town's Public Works Department took charge of installation and landscaping. A welcome back event for Chief St. Germain will take place this Saturday from 10 until 3 in St. Germain. A Wisconsin appeals court judge who was an outspoken supporter of abortion rights in the state legislature is running for the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Chris Taylor became the first liberal candidate to enter the 2026 race. The election next year won't be for control of the court in the battleground state because liberals will hold the majority until at least 2028. The past two Wisconsin Supreme Court elections were won by liberal candidates and broke spending records. Incumbent Justice Rebecca Bradley, one of the court's conservative minority, said last month she'll seek re-election to another 10-year term. Wisconsin could go down as billionaire Elon Musk's last big spend on a political campaign, and it was a flop. Musk, the richest person in the world, said Tuesday he would be spending less on political campaigns, an announcement that came just 7 weeks after the candidate he backed in the Wisconsin Supreme Court race lost by 10 percentage points. Musk's spending helped make it the most expensive court race in U.S. history, and it came just 5 months after Musk spent at least $250 million to help President Donald Trump win, reversing losses in Wisconsin and other battleground states 4 years earlier. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.